The sages of the Talmud perceive a seeming contradiction between the present pasuk, which says, "Probe me, O Hashem, and then try me," and the pasuk says, "Do not enter into judgment with your servant." The answer is that David wanted to wage war against Satan, his passionate nature, and save himself from its power, just as our forefather Yaakov had done. Thus Yaakov was left alone and struggled with a man, that is, his own passions, whose design to subdue him failed. As it says, "And when he," the man, "saw that he did not prevail," etc., David desired to emulate him and pass the same trial, as he says here, "Probe me, O Hashem, and try me, test the purity of my reins in my heart." Similarly, he says later concerning the same matter, "You did hide your face, I was frightened." Why did David want to be tested? Why did he ask, "Probe me, O Hashem, and try me, test my reins in my heart"? He hoped to achieve two aims: to demonstrate the firm faith of the tzaddik, just as the pot maker bangs the pot to show its strength, and to elevate the tested person to a new plane. Accordingly, David said, "Probe me," corresponding to the first aim, and "test me," corresponding to the second aim. The term tzerufa literally means to refine or purify. David is saying, in effect, "If I'm still in need of purification, I ask of you, purify my reins and my heart. Let me not offer bad counsel, and save me from bad thoughts." Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Ki chastucho leneged einoi v'shalachti b'amitecho. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. Your loving kindness is before my eyes always, so my heart has not strayed away from you, and I have walked in your truth. Similarly, the Torah says about Noah, Noah walked with Hashem. He walked in his ways in truth and with an upright heart. David says, "Your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I am aware that whatever good you ever bestowed upon me was a kindness. It was not due to my merit. Therefore will I not weaken from my path of excellence, but strive to walk in your truth." To what can this be compared? A father once told his son he would give him 2 gold coins for every page of Gemara study. The son studied with relish, and the father let him have 4 gold coins. Said the son to himself, "Since he has given me the 2 coins more than I deserve, I will not study at all and receive just 2 gold coins. But the father explained, "My dear son, those 4 coins that I gave you were for the pages you studied so well. If you do not study at all, you will receive nothing at all." Similarly, David says, "Since everything that I received was granted out of loving kindness, I will still strive to be worthy of this kindness." Another interpretation says, "Although your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I know that you bestow loving kindness upon every creature in the world, I did not blindly trust to receive loving kindness from you. Rather, I have walked in your truth. I tried to be worthy in your eyes in accordance with the attribute of truth, to be like those tzaddikim who are provided for on account of their achievements, not as a kindness." Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Lo yoshafti im se shav im nalamim lo ovo. I have not sat with men of vanity, neither do I come among hypocrites. I have not sat with men of vanity to share in their empty pursuits and passing concerns. Neither do I come among hypocrites, that is, men who outwardly seem good but are evil inside. I do not come among men who commit sins in private. Not only have I not sat with those who are clearly and openly men of vanity, but neither do I come among those who conceal their actions. For a man who acts commendably has no reason to hide his deeds. Indeed, hypocrites are even worse than those who sin publicly. As our sages have taught, the scripture says, "The camel, because he chews the cud, but does not part the hoof, he is unclean to you." Pasuk found in Chumash Vayikra. The camel is unclean because all can see that it chews its cud, the feature of a clean animal, even though it does not part the hoof. That is worse than an animal which shows both signs of uncleanliness. It also does not chew the cud. Similarly, David Melch says, "I have not sat with men of vanity, but I have not even come among hypocrites. I did not spend any time in their company." Another interpretation says, "I've been protected from the evil inclination because of my integrity, and I have not stumbled into sin on account of bad friends, because I have not sat with men of vanity, but only with those who occupy themselves with the Torah. Neither do I come among the concealed. Now, some men are not manifestly men of vanity, but are only concealed. There is room to suspect that perhaps they are not upright people. Even among such men have I not come. A different reading of Nalamim is concealed things, which yields the following interpretation of the words in the Pasuk, V'im Nalamim lo ovo. I will not probe into the profound matters of the world that Hashem has hidden from man. Pasuk He, Pasuk 5. Sonesi kahal mereyim v'im rishoim lo eshev. I hate the congregation of evildoers, and I do not sit with the wicked. I hate the congregation of evildoers who harm other men, and I do not sit with the wicked in their relation to Hashem. I hate the evildoers, says David, even though they are a multitude and a congregation. I will not sit with such wicked men, though they are a congregation. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Erchas beniko yon kapoy nasovavo esvizbachacho Hashem. I wash my hands in innocence, and I walk around your altar, O Hashem. I wash my hands in innocence. I will be on guard not to soil my hands by theft and robbery. And because I wash my hands, I will walk around your altar, O Hashem, to pray there and bring my pledge offerings and sacrificial offerings. I will not belong to the congregation of evildoers. That's the previous pasuk, who rob and steal and then come to pray. Although I see that my hands are clean of robbery, I am not absolutely certain that this is in fact so. Therefore, I will continue to wash them. Although I walk in my integrity, I do not any longer see myself as unafraid of being blemished. In the present pasuk, I wash my hands in innocence, alludes to the requirement of washing one's hands before prayer. Some say that one needs to wash their hands using a vessel. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Lishmoa, or rather, Lashmiya, bekol toda, lusaper kol nifasecha. That I may make my voice heard in thanksgiving and tell all of your wondrous works. That I may make my voice heard in thanksgiving for all that you have done on my behalf and tell of all your wondrous works that you did for our forefathers. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Hashem, ahavti me'on be'sechol mekom mishkan kvodecha. Hashem, I love the abode of your house and the dwelling place of your glory. The abode of your house refers to the Mishkan when it was in Nob and in Givon. The dwelling place of your glory refers to the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash. David says, whereas I hated the congregation of evildoers, I love the abode of your house that contains the Ark, the Oren, and where the Levim, the Kohanim, the priests, the prophets, and the pious, and the saintly men, such as Asaph and his brothers, serve Hashem. I love the dwelling place of your glory where the Shekhinah rested, for at the sight of the Oren, the glory rested upon the prophets and upon those who possess the Holy Spirit. I love the abode of your house when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, and I love the dwelling place of your glory, the Temple Mount, which retains its Kedusha even in the absence of the Ark and Divine Presence. As our sages have taught, the Beis HaMikdash was called a stately landmark, Talpios, as found in Shir HaShirim. But even after it has been turned into a heap of rubble, all mouths turn to it in prayer. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Al ta'asof im chato'im nafshiv im anshe damim chayoy. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with men of blood. Because I hate the congregation of evildoers, gather not my soul with sinners. I entreat you not to put my soul together with their souls in the world to come, nor gather my life with men of blood in this world. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk 10, Asher bidehem zima v'mina mala shochat, in whose hand is craftiness and their right hand is full of bribes. Instead of using their hands to perform mitzvahs, they use them for acts of craftiness and their right hand is full of bribes. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11, But as for me, I walk in my integrity, redeem me, and favor me with grace. I do not walk in the way of men who are wicked, crafty, and of evil intent. I walk in my integrity. Therefore do I ask, redeem me, and favor me with grace, so that I may not be misled by the evil inclination. Pasuk Yud Beis. Ragli amdo b'mishor b'makhelim avorech Hashem. My foot stands in an even place, in the congregations will I bless Hashem. My foot stands in an even place, although the passions of the body incited me to sin, I did not falter. My feet maintained their balanced stance. In congregations will I bless Hashem for my goodly portion. I ask no reward for this, for keeping a mitzvah is reward enough for keeping a mitzvah. I will not fail to express my gratitude publicly. As soon as my foot stands in an even place, in the congregation will I bless Hashem. My foot stands in an even place. A subtle interpretation says, money keeps the man on his feet. The sages explain the pasuk, that's kola yukluma shibiraglaim, and all the substance that is in their legs. This means a man's money which keeps him on his feet. So it is that when a man is worthy to earn his money honestly, which is one of the most difficult achievements, he must thank God in the congregations. Another interpretation by our sages says, after a man has lived most of his years without having sinned, he will no longer sin. For it says he will keep the feet of his holy ones, a pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Rashi explains, the end of his holy ones he will keep. That is, he will safeguard that they will not commit sins before they die. Any man who has merited to attain this level should bless Hashem publicly. When my foot stands in an even place without faltering or bending, I become capable of praying to Hashem, of devoutly cleaving to Him. Some say that in the congregation will I bless Hashem alludes to the cup of blessing over which the son of David, the Mashiach, will recite a benediction in the future. Now we come to chapter 27, pasuk 1. The David Hashem Ori Beishi Mimi Ira Hashem Mo'oz Chayai Mimi Efchon. A psalm of David: Hashem is my light and my deliverance. Whom shall I fear? Hashem is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? David composed this psalm for those occasions when he would march forth to battle his enemies. His purpose was to strengthen his own and his warriors' resolve to fight and to pray for victory. Some explain that he composed the psalm close to the end of his days, when his warriors took an oath no longer to have him venture forth into battle together with them. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. Thereafter he longed to be at all times in the house of Hashem, convinced that he would contribute to victory over his enemies more through his psalms than through his fighting. Similarly, the scripture says in the case of Yehoshaphat, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set lyres in wait, and they were smitten. Pasuk that's found in Divrei Hayamim. A different interpretation says, in the present psalm, David intended to teach us that divine providence and supervision are directly related to the degree of one's cleaving to Hashem. Hence, it says, Hashem is my light and my deliverance, so whom shall I fear? He asked to be able to cleave to Hashem at all times and for the removal of all obstructions that can keep him from cleaving to Hashem. Hashem is my light. He saw himself as a man forced to spend the night in a deserted wilderness, afraid of many lurking dangers. But because Hashem is my light, whom shall I fear? I am not afraid of wild animals lurking in the pitch darkness. He is also my deliverance from human attackers during the day. In another sense, Hashem is my light that illuminates the path upon which I am to walk. He is my deliverance should I stumble. He will save me when I repent. So there is nothing for me to fear. He will save me from iniquity. Hashem is the stronghold of my life. David likens his trust in Hashem to one who stands on a high tower fortress where he is safe from his enemies. However, unlike a tower where there is always the danger that the enemy will dig under it or else lay siege to it for a long time, he says, Hashem is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I have no fear that I will die at the hand of any of my enemies. The imagery of this pasuk compares trouble with darkness, hence deliverance is called light. The two terms pachad and yira correspond here to two kinds of fear. There is awe, as when a man of great stature is revered and regarded with awe, and there is fear of a violent and tyrannical man. Accordingly, King David says here, because God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, as the pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim, the master over everything, the Lord is my light, whom shall I fear? Before whom need I stand in awe besides him? Because Hashem is the stronghold of my life, to whom I can flee in times of distress, whom shall I fear, whom shall I dread? One will fear what is natural to fear, as when a warrior is afraid when pursued by 100 warriors. But dread is a sign of weakness. Accordingly, David says, Hashem is my light and my deliverance, so I will not fear even that which is natural to fear. Hashem is the stronghold of my life, so I shall not feel dread, for he gives me the strength and the courage. Pasig Beis, Pasig Tuf. Bikrov, Olaim, Mereim, Leechol, Esbesori, Tzorai, Oivai, Lihemo, Koshlu, Nefolu. When evildoers came upon me to eat my flesh, my adversaries and my foes stumbled and fell. When evildoers, men who habitually wrong others and who are also my adversaries and my foes, come upon me, I am certain that they will stumble and fall. For I have already been put to the test by them many times and have always seen them stumble and fall. David depicts three distressful situations in the past. One was when evildoers came upon me. When the enemy is far away, it is possible to think of ways to save oneself. But here, they had actually been upon me. Two, the enemy was intent not merely to plunder and remove everything of value, but to eat my flesh. Three, they were not few. Many were my adversaries and my foes, nor did they come to afflict me as your envoys. But because they are my adversaries and my foes, thus David says later, pour out your wrath upon the nations that know you not. That is, they do not come against me because of your decrees, but because of their wickedness. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Im tachane olai, machane lo yira libi, im tokum olai, milchama bezos anivateach. Though a camp should camp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war should rise up against me, even then I will be confident. Though a camp should camp against me, and I know of it beforehand, nonetheless, my heart will not fear, for Hashem will help me wage war against them. Though war should rise up against me suddenly and find me unprepared, even then I will be confident of victory by trusting in Hashem. But know that Hashem is my light and my deliverance. Even in this I trust is another reading of Bezos and Nibateach. There is one thing I trust, one thing I ask of Hashem that I will seek. What is this thing? That I may dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Though a camp should camp against me, if a wage of siege is waged against me, my heart will not fear. Or if I must battle the enemy face to face, though war should rise up against me in direct confrontation, even then I will be confident. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Acha sha'alti me'eis Hashem. One thing I've asked of Hashem. Oysa avakesh, that will I seek. Shifti beveis Hashem, that I may dwell in the house of Hashem. Kol yomei chayoi, all the days of my life. Lachazos benoam Hashem, to behold the beauty of Hashem. Ulevake becholo, and to visit early in his temple. David has just made it clear that he does not fear for the physical well-being of his body or dread his enemies. However, there is one thing I've asked of Hashem which concerns the soul, and that will I seek with all my heart. It is that I may dwell in the house of Hashem always. Let Hashem silence all wars in me, spare me all participation in battles, and thus set my heart and soul free to dwell in the house of Hashem, where the ark is located. There let me be in the company of prophets and men of piety, Kahanim, priests, and Levim, all of them taken up with the needs of the soul. From now on, let me have the time to visit early in his temple always, and there to behold the beauty of Hashem. One thing I've asked of Hashem in the past, and that same thing will I seek in the future. Some petitions are improper, as we find in the case of Eliezer and Shaul and Yiftach, but David asked for something very commendable, that I may dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. I desire to know the beauty of Hashem and the shine of His presence, and to be able to visit in His temple every morning. One thing I have asked of Hashem, it is the way of the world that when a man seeks many things, he will not achieve even one single thing perfectly. But if one concentrates all his efforts to accomplish one thing, and his heart is devoted only to that thing, in the end he will succeed. If he applies himself to accomplish this one purpose, Hashem's help will be forthcoming. Simeon David says here, one thing I have asked of Hashem, I have but a single goal in view, which I will seek to accomplish through prayer and action. Sometimes a man will ask for something that he does not actually want. He wants something else. This is not so about me, David says. One thing I've asked of Hashem, and that very thing will I seek, not some other purpose. Although David asked for very many things in all his petitions, he aimed for only one single thing, that he should be able to dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of his life, to behold the beauty of Hashem, and to visit early in his temple. One thing I have asked of Hashem, I was not motivated by an ulterior motive, such as to find deliverance from my troubles. One thing I've asked of Hashem in this world, and that same thing will I seek also in the world to come. Thus our sages teach, one who sits in the house of study in this world merits to sit in the house of study in the world to come. A parable. A child fell ill and refused to eat. A doctor was summoned, but the child refused to take the prescribed medication, and his condition worsened. Take only one spoonful of the medicine and no more, the doctor pleaded. The young patient replied, I will agree to take this much of the medicine, but only if you promise me not to insist that I take more, or that I eat something. The physician and the child's father promised, and the child took the medicine. Now that his condition will improve, the physician said to his father, you will no longer have to force him to eat. He will ask for food on his own. Simeon David says, one thing I've asked of Hashem, that will I seek. I ask Hashem to give me a pure heart. Then I will already seek on my own to dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Hashem, and to visit early in His temple. When a man asks for a favor from a friend, and the favor is granted, he will not impose by asking for the same thing again. It is otherwise regarding the Torah. When a person studies Torah, he feels a special kind of pleasure that causes him to study again and again. Similarly, David says, one thing I've asked of Hashem, and if I've asked for it that one time, then will I seek it again. It is in man's nature, for he wants to change in accordance with his station in life. The desires of a rich man are different than the wants of a pauper. But David says, one thing I've asked of Hashem, when I was a herder of sheep, and the same thing will I seek, also now that I'm king, that I may dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life, etc. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Ki yitzpeneini b'suko b'yom ro'o yastireini b'seisa o'holo b'tzur yiromemini. For he conceals me in his tabernacle in the day of evil. He hides me in the cover of his tent. He lifts me high upon a rock. David continues, in the merit of what I ask, he conceals me in his tabernacle. In the day of evil, he hides me in the cover of his tent, to shield me from external sources of affliction. This is an allusion to life in the world to come. I know that when I depart from this world, David HaMelech says he will conceal me in this tabernacle, the tabernacle of his peace in the days of evil, the day of death. He will hide me in the cover of his tent, the temple on high. He will lift me high upon a rock in the grave too. He will elevate me, for my lips will move every time someone repeats a Torah lesson in my name. Accordingly, our sages said, David, king of Israel, lives and endures. In the present verse, David alludes prophetically to his descendant Joash, the only one who was saved from the wicked Ataliah, when the sister of King Ahazio concealed him in the temple. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. V'yato yorum roshi al oruvais v'yivosai v'ezbucha v'olo zivche yisruah oshira v'zarman Hashem. And now will my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices of rejoicing with trumpet sound. I will sing and I will chant psalms to Hashem. I have asked for all those things in the past, David says, and I will ask for the same things in the future. But now, while I'm in the midst of a war, I ask that my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Give me victory and glory over my enemies who surround me on all sides. Later, after I will have been victorious over them, I will offer in his tent, in the same tent where I so greatly love to sit, sacrifices of rejoicing with trumpet sound of song. For all the good that you have bestowed upon me, I will sing by instruments, and I will chant by mouth psalms to Hashem for all the good that you bestowed upon me. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Shema Hashem koli ekrov chaneni vaneni. Hear, O Hashem, when I call with my voice, and favor me with grace and answer me. Having just prayed for victory over his enemies, David now pleads that his prayer be accepted. Hear, O Hashem, when I call with my voice, and answer me quickly, even if I'm not worthy. Some note that David asked of Hashem to remember his merits. In a time of distress and trouble, a man should hint at his merits when pleading for divine intervention. He should merely hint at them so as not to stir opposition on high on account of his merits. Thus, he says here, Hear, O Hashem, and appeal to attribute of mercy, when I call with my voice, my inner voice, and favor me with grace and answer me. Let it appear that your help comes as an act of grace rather than as due to my merit. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Lecho amar libi bakshu ponoi es penecho Hashem avakish. To you in your behalf, my heart has said, Seek my face, your face, Lord, I seek. David goes on to explain why he said earlier, One thing I have asked of Hashem. My heart has so prompted me in your behalf. As your envoy, my heart has said before me, Seek my face, seek Hashem. Therefore I say, Your face, Hashem, I will seek. I do not merely preach well, but my deeds commend me. Your face, Lord, I seek. David says before Hashem, On your behalf and as your emissary, My heart said to the people of Israel, Seek my face. When a man addresses Hashem directly, Your face, Lord, I seek, there is a corresponding response from on high. Hashem addresses the man addressing him, Seek my face. I have asked for many things that pertain to the physical well-being of my body, but my main request to you, my heart has said, My heart says to me, Seek my face, let my face seek your face, the face of Hashem. Therefore, your face, Hashem, I seek. My face will seek no other thing except to reach your face. It means to cleave to Hashem and to know Him. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Al taster ponecho mimeni, al tat bi'af avdecho ezrosi, o yisu al ticheni v'al tazveni elehe yishi. Hide not your face from me. Put not away your servant in wrath. You have been my help. Do not cast me off, nor forsake me, O Hashem of my deliverance. Your face I seek, so hide not your face from me. Hear, O Hashem, when I call with my voice. He pleaded, and so once again he now pleads, Hide not your face from me when your face, Hashem, I seek. But even when you do hide your face, put not away your servant in wrath. Do not push me away from you in anger. Do not subdue your servant in wrath. You have been my help until now, so in the future too, do not cast me off nor forsake me, O Hashem, of my deliverance. Our sages teach, when a man's spirit is content, that is a good sign about him. If his spirit is not content, it is a bad sign. For the rebuke of the heart is a good test of man's deeds, and if his heart is not content with his deeds, it is not a good sign for him. Accordingly, David says here, In your behalf my heart has said, Seek my face, your face, Lord, I seek. My deeds match the promptings of my heart, so hide not your face from me. Pasuk Yud, Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeni. For though my father and my mother have forsaken me, Hashem has gathered me in. when I matured and my father and my mother had forsaken me, Hashem has gathered me in. He provided for all my needs and